028, Thursday night, Tov Resh Mem Ches, Seif Ches. Nital Ha'etz, Shehu Toli Boy Be'ilon, that's picture 7. Right, Ukit, I guess we call it. Shehu Toli Boy Be'ilon, Me'ikar Ha'esrog, Venisha Makomo Guma, and so the whole thing comes out, but then it let me see if it has Venisha Makomo Guma. If you look at the picture, like, so it didn't just come out, but I mean, it came out, but and then now there's a hole in the Esrog. It looks like there's a hole. So that's possible. Because of Choser. Let's see the Mishnah Brura. Tu b'chal Choser. Mimu shas ha-tchak, shein acher be'ir, hella b'chubas t'cham tzvi, shiyachol avor echolot, avdilu b'yom rishon. Then it kind of ruins it by saying, kimen shibishas ha-tchak, yisub b'soy shimen, tof reish mentes, shibavorchen afilu al psul and legamri. The kosh came, but we'll have to see what that din is. It also has gedorim. Kosh came to Zesha, he told him Bishita Sarishainim, from Mavur Bebeis Yezid, whether or not. Right, the Shara Tzion points out that this is anyway only going to be a problem according to the Shita that Choser is Bekoshu. But if Choser needs a Ke'isser, so then there's no problem. No, this is just regular Choser. The Chiddush is that. I don't think it has to be, it doesn't have to be missing from the Besar Ha'esrog. If an indentation is apparent just by virtue of the Ukitz itself falling out, that's also a problem. Because now the Esrog looks chaser, even if nothing of the Esrog itself came out. But if the Ukitz was so deep that it really formed part of the ball of the Esrog, we call it. So that, in such a way that when it fell out, the Esrog looks like in picture 7. So that's Kufa Chaser. So the Gros says, but it's no worse than Chaser Chaser. And therefore, it's only a problem according to the Mandi Omar that Chaser is Bekol Shehu. And not according to the Mandi Omar that Chaser needs a Ke'isser. So anyway, Bishas HaTchak, we said we could rely on that Shita that Chaser needs a Ke'isser. So here there wouldn't be a problem. And again, this year also there wouldn't be a problem. So, okay. Vodin benitla pitmoso v'nasa gumo v'in acher be'ir kamken yochal avarachal apafilu b'yom rishon. Probably for the same reason. What?
Pitmoso was only
fascination. Pashto's not. There's probably some shitas that it's... Here's the Ukitz. If the entire stem falls off, leaving the stem whole, completely uncovered, figure 62, the Esrog is not kosher. Here we are. The whole Ukitz came off, and there's a hole now in the Esrog. Now we're going to learn. That it's covered. That's what we're going to learn now in the Ramah. Hagav, the Yiminotel Kitsatsa Eitz, the Imnite, what is that? The Imnita Kitsatsa Eitz, the Nishar Oivi Kolshu, in such a way, Shakol Rochav Haguma Mechuse Kosher. So that's this picture here. No Ukitz with a covered stem hole. It's completely covered. I don't understand this picture so well. Why is this a partly covered stem hole? Where is the partly? Where is it not covered? Where do you see a crevice?
I think it's... You could stick in an envelope there.
That's just a picture. Okay, but that's the point of the Ramah. Mishnah Berurah Lamed Daled. Ratzalom Hashanishim and Ovi Ha'etz B'tocha Ezra Kshir Kotzer. Sheyuchal Akoponim L'malei Kol Rechav Haguma Min Oviyot. But after L'malo Min Haguma Lo Nishir Mashu, nothing is left. It completely fell off. There's only enough to cover the hole. Gamkin Kosher. The two Loi Mikri Choser. Look at the Sharat Siyun. He makes an interesting point. By pitum umad linyan pitum yesh machmirim. The davka kshenisher al koponim ma'at l'malo min aguma. Yesh machmirim shvol yechzer min ha'et shatachas ha'shashatam u'uma. Okay. U'binyaneinu mekilin b'zei ayin b'levush ha'tam. Okay, the levush is downstairs. But probably the reason is that I mean, that's the chilek between the ukitz and the pitum. That the ukitz is not really seen as part of the esrik. It's just, right, only probably where it's the very connection to the esrog is. So if you're interested, you'll look at the levush and you'll see. Okay. So what does he say here? If even part of the stem hole remains uncovered, it's not kosher. Some authorities prohibit the use of an esrog in which the stem hole is covered all around the edges, but there remains a crevice in the center. Figure 65. Is this the crevice? It must go all the way down, I guess. It's not just on the surface. Okay, we move on to the famous, that's not famous, Chazozes. Chazozes is relatively rare, I'm saying, as a Hakdama. Most of the problems we have with Esregim is probably Midin Shinui Mara. That took on the black dot, was a Shinui Mara. But Chazozes is not like a skin. You would feel it. When you run your finger across the Esreg, you would feel something raised. That's Chazozes. Skib like the truth.
A wart.
Skib. It generally indicates disease. It's just an idea of what we're talking about. It's rarely found on Estrogan today, and thus will be discussed only briefly. The black dots that we have, and you know, looking to see if it's noticeable, that is midin shinui mara. That's change in color. Even if it's one dot, it's the upper part of the esrog. That's the okay. Now we're learning about chazozes. That comes first from the Shulchan Aruch. Also, chazozes pirish targum oyalefes aichizozo. Pirish the targum of oyalefes. Maybe a word you translated. In the Basil Begimel Makomos, which is picture 9. Posel, even if it's in the Miyat of the Esrik, because it's Manumar, that's called a spotted Esrik. Vim Makom Echod, Im Olo Al Rubo Posel, Vim Al Chotmo Afilu Koshu Posel. The famous chaitim of the esrog is from where it starts narrowing. Sif Yud is Yeshayim Mdahad the Bebeis the Gimel Makom of Basel. I know Davka Kshenes Pashet Hanimur Berubo. It's a miut of the esrog, but the 2-3 places encompass most of the esrog. Abo bishem b'shetach achar barburos umiyot. but it's the span. The span of the chazazuses are most of the esrog. Avol b'miyuto, kagon shekula mitzarecha shel esrog. That's picture 5. So not only is the thing itself a miyut, but it covers a miyut of the esrog. Kagon shekula mitzarecha shel esrog, then it's kosher. Yeish paislim. So that's a machlekes. Whether the number of the two or three places has to encompass robe of the esrog or not. Sif Yud Aleph says, "Im hu machza al machzo b'mokom echad." Right? Yesh machshir v'yesh paislim.
So what does that mean? What does it mean on robe?
Which row? Yeah. We had row of the shetach of the esrog. Okay. If it's in one place, if it's in two or three places, I haven't seen a satisfactory answer why it says three. If it's in two or three places, then it's possible, even if it doesn't cover row.
But row applies.
But if the span is row,
what does that mean? That's what I want.
It's on two sides of the esrog. So if you
turn it on. 180 degrees.
I don't know. It covers over the. It encompasses robe of the esrog. If it's on two sides, I guess if it's on two sides, it encompasses robe of the esrog.
The robe of the way that you look at the esrog, what you'll see.
Right.
Okay.
A certain number of ways to hold the esrog.
But it's only covering a miyut part, like in picture 4. That's a miyut of
picture 4.
Picture 4 shows two sides of the esrog. Right? Two sides of the esrog.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yes, so that's called it encompasses most of the esrog.
But it's a miyut, right?
Right, the span. The span is most of the esrog.
Because you rotate the esrog.
Right.
For at least 180 degrees of that rotation, you're going to see something.
Fine, that's what I want to know. Let's
digress for a moment. We're not going to learn the Bir Halacha, so picture 3 is very educational. Shulchan Aruch Siftes, which we just learned. The Bir Halacha, Divrei Maschil, Mimokum Shemaschil, is Katzer, which we're not going to learn. The Divrei Maschil, Mimokum Shemaschil, is Shafeya. Okay, that's the next Bir Halacha. This is now the Chaitim, famous Chaitim of the Esrog, where one black dot, and one this, and one that. So look, here's the three places. Harambam Baritz Geyas hold, it has very, very up on the very top. The dot is called the Chotam. It's mamish there. Aleph. Which, Grada, you'll find black dots on that stick. Mm-hmm. Okay, Beis. Beis is Toshul Chonor Korosh, Mutsadid Barosh, the Chenogamkin Dazarach, the Harif. The Hashipur Korachaitem. The Rakal Hashipur Bulavad, though, below Kolel Mokom Govo. It's not the border.
Not where Gimel is.
Yeah. Which I would call the border of the Shipur, the edge of the Shipur. It's the highest point of that Shipur. At the point where
starts
at the high point, that from there on in it slopes. So according to Rashi, that high point is also called part of the Chotem.
According to Rashi, that is part of.
You're right. I mean that's Mami. Oh, that's the Chotem. Okay.
So it seems from here from Rashi.
A bit more bichlal. Let's see the Bir Halacha. Maybe. Shipur Korechaitim, by Lechayer Nere, Mechatzi Esrogulamala. Right, Oyvi Govho, you mean the high point of that slope, that's the Chaitim. That makes the most sense, you know, because Chaitim is the nose, like that's the, the, where it sticks out. Okay, good. That's Nogea, a lot of other dinim too. Many other dinim too. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, also Chazazus.
So in general, we assume like the Rosh.
Yeah. also chazozes, bein betolush, bein b'mechuber. It doesn't matter when the chazozes came. Ela be'inon she'yegavoya mishar esro. You have to run your finger over it and it actually, yeah, posel the mechzikim manumer. That's the famous manumer means spotted. Al rubo haynu when it's one place. Haynu rov koseta chesro b'shnei hatzdodim. That's what rov means. Posel the ainu hador. It's a chisar and hador. It's more obvious to the eye. Right? You see everybody when they buy an Esther. They go like that. Look at the top. I'm joking. That's after the din.
That's what?
That's after the din. I made a joke.
Sorry.
The din is that the reason it passes more on the top is because that's what person looks at, that's more noticeable.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying, oh, yeah, that's right. Everybody right. Looks at
right.
That.
Okay.
First thing, they look at that. That's what they look at.
Self-fulfilling din.
Okay. Then Sifyud. We're going on with the Mishnah Berurah to Sifyud, that some say the two or three places have to cover, have to span most of the Esrig. Pirish HaMakom HaChabar Berurah B'Atzma Mi'amilif. But if it's the miut, and what would be the case of the miut? What does that mean? Kula mitzarecha shel esrog mashma. In this pashit mehem gam letzad hasheni, that's already mikri rubo. Davi rov hekefo. Avol b'she'en a rubo shel kol esrog. It might even be aligned. You've spanned most of the esrog because you've spanned most of the circumference of the esrog. That's already called you spanned most of the esrog. So then, but some say that's not even necessary. Why is picture one? Why did they make it? We're talking about now a chazazah in more than one place. I don't know why he put picture one here. Miu in this pashit gamut sal hasheni shal ha'esro for b'yanims of cotton akledim to make reyub of b'zal v'chuli alma. Okay. Machza al machza. Why may we show you chatzi ha'esro shal tzad echad me rosho v'atznovo? Not that machzal machzal, but b'roshu levat pasach hazozes b'miyuto nitzbaleil b'siftes. Ella myri da machzi klapi ha'ukitz b'chol hekav ha'esrog.
Picture seven.
Yesh machshirim. So this is a really. So it sounds funny, but this is a gemara. Really, that's what it sounds like. That's right. If you come across that in your travels through Shas. There are machloket in Efshel Litzamtzem. It's difficult to figure out. Here, especially, here you can almost take a tape measure and you could almost get it down to the millimeter. Yesh Poslim Sfirlei the Efshel Litzamtzem. In other words,
what? Tape
measure? To measure if it's half the answer or not. So it could be exactly half. The Gemara talks about in terms of time. In terms of time. Like two b'chayrim come out at one time from the womb. So can you say they came out at the exact same moment? But in terms of shetach, to measure shetach? What? You have a case, or it's going to end it. Doesn't talk about
it.
I'm not going to say no, but I don't recall it. Anyway, Bladina Yesh Lahachme Kadeya Basraisa, but they're not going to say Machabal of Basoif. That's good to remember, I will say. Bayam of Prima Godim, Shechaz of Loisagim, Yotze Roy Behechshaw, and they Medida. It's all Shira Leinayim, Beloy Medida. The Kuriak of Chodakal said, wow, you need the kosher, you need some Medida. Okay. Do you have any more? Let's look at some pictures.
So here you have a Chazazus. Chazazus. A black Chazazus. Chazazus. Real Chazazus.
Was a real chazazus and a fake chazazus?
It's not just dirt. Like you see, it's like a watch. So this is also a chazazus, even if it's green. Okay, then you have the famous bletlach. Leaf marks is a loose translation of the colloquial Yiddish bletlach. They are beige marks that are the result of the natural healing process when the skin of the developing heifer is pierced by a thorn. Depending on the circumstances, the mark may sometimes be noticeable when touched. It sometimes feels no different than the rest of the heifer.
So,
an heifer with leaf marks that are not noticeable when touched is kosher. Not ideal. The last time he tried to apply this ruling applies even when the leaf marks are on the upper part, or when the majority of the estrogen is covered by them. Some early authorities, this is important. Some early authorities.
Early authorities means for sure
not she, man.
Wait. No, that's for sure not she. There's a natural growth of the estrogen.
Could there be a manuma from Wetland?
No.
No. 92.
So some early authorities treat a leaf mark that can be felt as if it's a chazazus. Not really. Others do not, since it's a normal esrog phenomenon. Oh, we're going to have that. Yud Gimel. Shabbos says it's okay. Oh, it's not so fun. So you're going to learn about that. I didn't know. Okay, so that's the Shiloh. But when you can feel it, so then obviously it's not a problem. Okay. Okay, let's learn Yud Beis. Let's start covering some ground here. Mechot mo ve'elech, tahayinu mimokum shemascha l'shafeya ala pitzmo, poisel chazozis, v'chol shinui mare, v'chol shul. But a shinui mare that passes, black or white, that's the colors that we'll learn about in Sif Tezayin. But the point is v'chol shul. But it has to be a shinui mare. If gray is not a shinui mare, so it's not a shinui mare on the top of the esrog either. The yesh mishayim bedua than the yavish poysel sham kol b'chol shul. Mishnah Berurah b'chol shinui mare gan shachar b'lovan to the rule of kamim b'sif tazayin b'chol shul. The davka kishenira lakol. If it's noticeable, look at the picture. It says nachol. You have to gaze at it. So why do people insist on doing what?
Maybe for chaser purposes. to do.
All right, Ari Stern's a big tzaddik. He's not people who cut skus. The reason is because the Yetzirah doesn't. That's like Eina Mitzvah Ba'Eisa, the same psychological phenomena as Eina Mitzvah Ba'Eisa. But the Yetzirah lets you be as firm as you want when it doesn't really matter. The Yesh Mishayim Aduad in the Yodesh, the same Posegal Yorabah, the Shagasariyeh, the Lab Dafka Yodesh, who had in Sharp Sulim to Mishim Hodor. Can't really think of any. Sham B'chol Shehu. One more Mishnah Berurah, Mem Ches. Aina B'mokum Chokmo. Avol Shor B'komus Esor Dino K'chazazos V'shini Mare. You'll always have the same set of rules. Sh'b'mokum Echo Dino B'rubo. Mishnayim Avol Shlosh B'komus Mosul Afilu B'miyuto.
So when you're holding it from far, that's the Kula and the Chokmo. Let's say you hold it from far, and from far, like
far.
This.
What do you mean by far?
Like this. And from here, it looks like a Shini Mara. But when you bring it closer, you realize it's not.
You mean
it's
a
different color?
Black
it looks black over here, and when you bring it here, it looks like a color that's not.
The pashtus is that's okay. That's okay. Like in the Sefer Torah, if it looks like it's touching. But it's really not. I will stop here. I don't want to close this on anyone. Anyone looking? I'm not going to have time.
I'm not gonna have fun.
When's an hour before Mincha the Shabbos should be good? And when's Mincha?